Cheese, it's DCQ, and I'm back with a topping 14th episode. I'm sorry it took so long, but here's the new episode. So, here's our news. Issue number 92 is now up. After a long, hard time with number 92, I finally got it finished. This issue was scanned by Carmi. I did the translation and image editing, and Jody did the proofreading. The link can be found on www.witchfansunite.blogspot.com, my name Witchblog, or www.atouchofteachtobewitch.blogspot.com. May teach to be witch blog. For an issue number 93 through 95 update, issue number 93 is done with scanning and image editing, and I'm now translating it. Issue number 94 has been scanned and image edited and will be translated soon. As for issue number 95, it will be scanned / image edited soon too. YouTube videos galore. I have updated and uploaded 3 new witch videos. The first is Go Figure, which is a video dedicated to witches' anger/not-so-great moments. The second is World Times New Unfulfilled Love, dedicated to my favorite witch couple. The third was a request from Drake1000X, the video is about Will and Caleb, and you can go to my YouTube channel to watch these videos. Issue number 109 is now out. Yes, the new Saga's issue is out. To find out more, go to www.witchmagazine.eu/it. Which side will move for me? Well, after a hard choice between witch's first official form and witch magic, I chose witch magic. Congratulations to Marnie Witch JDR. Don't worry, witch's first official form. You'll win too someday. Expect a prize soon, Marnie. Delay of witch lottery. Sorry to all my witch lottery fans. I have been so busy and have had no time to do this. I promise to have one soon and give you all your prizes. If you're missing any, leave a comment on my blog. Also, I have some sad news. Idana Times Phobos has left Witch United, but on the bright side, she can still be found on DeviantArt and on Lusting Over Fire, Witch RPG. If you're wondering why she's gone and you're a Witch United member, then stop by and leave her a personal message. For my Before It All Happened RPG update, Will and Neil are at the clinic, Irma is in bed, Tarani is dancing in the studio, Cornelia and Halen are fighting in the hallways, Elion I'm not sure about, Theresa is eating dinner while I was at the clinic, and we have Jenny and Louise now. Okay, that's all for the news now. Let's go to our sponsors. The unofficial witch website, the world's best witch site. Inks will keep you updated with everything witch. Their site is currently down, but we'll be back soon, and you might listen to their podcast, www.witchcast.podomatic.com. Discuss Witch, Rock and Roll Girls podcast is totally rocking. With all the latest on Witch, you'll never go wrong. Listen now at www.discusswitch.podomatic.com or go to her blog, www.witchrocksme.blogspot.com. Witch Magic is the number one site for the rarest and coolest witch images. Marnie Witch JDR would love you to visit her site. Go to www.pathfinder.jr/witchmagic. And we're back. Let's discuss Season 1's Parents' Night episode. Okay, it's parents' night at the school, and nobody except Hinlin seems very excited, especially Elion. She feels that Cedric is the only one who understands her, not her friends, and especially not her family. When Elion does her family tree research, her parents do not have any pictures of her other relatives. Elion thinks it's because they do not care about her, but it's for a whole other reason. Cedric reveals to Elion that her parents are beasts, and that she is the Princess of Meridian. Elion is so confused, but she still goes to Meridian, her original home. Also, the girls, except Halen, are not so excited with the parents' night at school. Okay, our character to chat about for this podcast is Nigel. So, let me just pull up that information. Okay, silent and reflective, Nigel is viewed as a hoodlum by Tarani's mother, who does not trust him with her daughter since he was once part of Uriah's gang. He tries his best to prove himself to Tarani and her family that his feelings are pure and of good intentions. He is good friends with Martin. He has an older brother named Danny who holds a grudge against Tarani's mother. And since Tarani also has a good relationship with Luke Pratt, he feels he's being put aside. Okay, now our issue to talk about is issue 12, the challenge of Phobos. Okay, in this issue, Elyon finds her entire city on fire, while Cedric and Phobos are discussing their evil plans. And while Phobos and Cedric are having their fun, Witch is off fending against villains. Of course, Cornelia is sad that Caleb is a flower and Elyon is crying. The girls talk, and Phobos gets so angry that the crown is not working that he accidentally gives himself a cut on the face. He then transforms Cedric, and after Frost and his minions go, Vathek and the other rebels destroy him. Afterwards, Elyon and Witch have a talk in the garden, and Cornelia and Emma, of course, fight again, and Ron meets Daltar again. Of course, then the Oracle is having some discussions, and Elyon and Witch confront Phobos. Of course, Witch gets sucked into a little portal, and they meet the new Cedric, who's orange and looks like a giant cockroach. And while they fight him off and finally defeat him because of Halen, Elyon and Phobos are fending off, Phobos trying to get her to join him. Finally, in the end, Elyon meets her mother again, starts crying, and then Witch defeats Cedric thanks to Will. And after that, Witch comes back, and they defeat Phobos, and Elyon is crowned the new Queen of Meridian. Daltar meets his family again, and Meridian is back to normal. Witch joins up with Yanlin and the others, and the veil is taken down. And then the girls go back to their normal weekend. Okay. This podcast saga discussion is for the Lunar Saga. Okay. Let me just pull up that information. Okay. The five elements themselves have something in store for the girls. Their powers are growing. Even in the true video, right? In Caleb's card, does not have full understanding about it. Because of this, each guardian discovered a new magical ability, yet their elemental powers are going out of control. At the same time, Cedric is disposed of his magic power and gets a second chance from the Oracle. He returns to yield the dope shot to live a decent life under supervision of the guardian. Nevertheless, he searches for a useful resource to get back his powers in hopes of getting revenge on the guardians. He finds his luck in the Book of Elements, written by Jonathan Liedmark. Thanks to Mr. Collins, the girls get to know about the book, too. About 100 years before which, Jonathan Liedmark was an alchemist, originated from Meridian as well. Phobos had sent him to Heatherfield in order to open the 12 portals. After completing his mission, Liedmark remained in Heatherfield, for he had discovered it was a place where all five elements meet. When he tried to experiment on them, Liedmark accidentally released all five elements or stones throughout Heatherfield, and in turn was trapped in his own book. As the book captures mind inside itself, the girls must cooperate with Cedric to open it again, for he was the only one among them who could speak and understand the language of Metamorph. The book gives them a riddle that tells about the five elemental stones that were scattered across the city. The guardians must finally collect each of these elemental stones in order to release the locks on the book so that they can frame it. And not only are the guardians that in order to capture these stones, they must face the elemental guards that stand and protect these stones. And by then, the girls were able to locate and find the stones, and back in the bookstore, Cedric and Orr slowly fell in love. However, the guardians, Cedric and Orr, were sucked into the book, the world of the book, when Orr refuses to surrender the heart of Candrapal. Cedric was later killed by Liedmark, dissolved into ink when he tried to protect Orr from Liedmark's deadly gaze. The guardians later found Matt and managed to defeat Liedmark once and for all with Matt's help. At the end of the saga, Orr's mom married her history teacher, Dean Palm. And later, a magical portal in the shape of the heart appeared in the basement of a Yuldi bookshop for the girls to use in the next saga. Okay, last week's Witch Lottery winners were Water and Air. Congratulations. Okay, our questions of the week are, why does Sun have an attitude? My honest answer is because of her separation with Luna, and maybe even because she has no mother. It also mentions in number 92 she blames Witch for everything. How will Halen deal with Liam's death is the next question. I think it was very hard on her and will probably take a long time to get over. I honestly think she had feelings for him. Maybe she will lean on Will and the others for support, and maybe she'll get over it quickly. Okay. Lastly, here's how to be on the show. advertise us through blog, website, Facebook, MySpace, etc., email me at laurasb42@gmail.com or moonlightwitch@gmail.com. Make a shout out and send it to me. And I'm going to add in before I go. My birthday was on April 21st. Happy birthday to you. Well, that's all for now. Catch me next time in episode 15.